The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you? How's everything?
Everything's all right, all things considering. You know, as you know, a little surgery on my elbow here this week and kind of knocked me for a bit of a loop, if you will.
Yeah, it's, quite a bit.
Getting old stinks, man. You know? I had a compressed ulnar nerve, which is a large nerve that goes down your arm and controls the feeling in your pinky and your ring finger. Hmm. And as you know, it's been bothering me for quite some time. So I went in to get the job done, and it's one of those things that, you know, you go in and you get it done, and after you get it done, you're like, oh man, this really hurts. better be all worth it at the end of the day.
Well, glad you're back off the disabled list. You're back up and running, and I know you're going to be better.
Well, I don't know if I'm off the disabled list, but I'm recording a radio show here this week.
You're off the disabled list. You made the show. It's all that matters.
So here we are, bud. We are into we're into December here, and there's the volatility in the market continues. You know, there's no other way to put it. And but I'm very bothered by something that we spoke about before. I want to speak about it again. And what I'm really bothered about is the amount of attention this volatility is getting in the news media right now, because the markets are still only down a little bit for the year. Okay, it's a palatable year so far, especially when you come off of what a great year 2017 was, to have 2018 where we're sitting today, down, very modestly for the year, really, in my opinion. Yeah, I want the markets to be up all the time, but it's no big deal at the end of the day.
Yeah, let's face it, Doug. I mean, I think the media really loves the negativity, and I'm not picking on the media, but I think when the volatility's higher, it's not as such a big deal. You know, I think it's like, oh, all-time high, when that happens. But I think when it's lower, you get into that, okay, let's, this is a stir. Let's get into panic. And what are people saying? And how bad is this? Is this, 2008 again? So it all starts playing out. And I think we're going through a lot of that. As you said, the volatility has been really high. Downside pressure has been there too, so creating that and creating the stir on the TV sets, it's where it's at. I mean, here we are. It's, less than a month left in the year. So, here we are coming to the finish line.
But, Mike, you would think that from the way the news media is reporting this, that we are in the throes of a torrential downward spiral in the market. Right. And we're not.
No.
This is not. At the end of the day, we are, we're having a mildly down year. Now, there's a couple of weeks left in the year here. We don't know where it's going to, where it's going to end up. And, but when you look at the body of work, when you go and you look, if today was the end of 2018, right, and you went and you took and you looked at it, and I said to people, oh, how do you think we did for the year? I think people are nowhere near, I think they're going to think that the year was a lot worse than it is.
Well, you know, again, it's psychology kicking in here, because if you, I always say this, I've been saying this for years, if you put me to sleep on January 1st and you just woke me up and said, here's where the market's at for the year, it'd be okay, slightly lower
right.
for the year, pretty uneventful, a blah year. But what happened along the way was the market was considerably higher at one point during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was that, February? It was
mm-hmm.
February the, you know, so the market was higher. So it came off that high to where we were. So not only was it just down for the year, but it gave up a lot of gains that were made for the year. And that even happens, we could translate that from the news into the into people's statements, right? People look at their statements, and when it's going up, 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 this is great, this is great. And then they work from that high point to where they are, and it's a lot more dramatic, but it's part of the up and the down of any given year.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's
down in December. I mean, that's the ups and downs of the market. That's the cycle it takes.
One of the problems that I think that the average person deals with emotionally out there is something that you just alluded to, and that's judging themselves consistently off their high watermark.
Absolutely. Everybody does it.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say everybody, but...
No, right. But we know. I get you. It's the rhetorical everybody, you know?
And
it's... You can't judge yourself off of your high watermark all the time, because you're always going to constantly be a loser if you constantly mark yourself off your high watermark. Because if... Look at this way, right, Mike? Let's just say today your account was worth $100.
Yep.
And then tomorrow it's worth $101.
Right.
And then the next day it's $102, right? Mm. So now $102 is your high watermark, right?
Yep.
But 2 days later it's down to $99.
Right.
I mean, is it really that bad?
No, it's not. And again, you know, when you start looking where you were, like you said, you keep saying the market's slightly down for the year as we sit here. If you went back to December 31st last year, it was a tremendous year, right?
Right.
And everybody was ecstatic. This is great. You know, market's booming. I think every month was up, right, for the 12 months of 2017. So, you know, if you trace it back and you're to where you were ecstatic a year ago, so yeah, I guess a year nothing's happened to the positive, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And based upon the gains that were made last year in the market, certainly taking a breather. I mean, if you said to me 2 years ago, hey, we're going to go up this month, this much this year, but then the following year, you're going to get nothing. You know, it's
right.
going to be a breather. I take it. You know what I'm saying? But I think the problem is people work off the high watermark. So they're tracing back to the February highs and they're saying, oh, I've lost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, the interesting thing about investing, right, Doug, is what's the expiration date?
Well, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's when people say, I lost a lot of money or I made a lot of money. Are you done?
Right. And, you know, Mike, it's very easy to allow, you know, the current events being reported to cloud your judgment. And especially when it comes to the financial world, if you have a good financial strategy in place,
right,
and you've got a good investment policy in place, and you've got a good, you know, practical approach, you know, in place, you'll understand that markets go up and markets go down, right? They go up more than they go down. If they went down more than they went up, they'd be at zero, right? So, and by having a good strategy in place, it can give you the confidence and help you reduce the emotional overload, if you will, of what you're coming to and what you're experiencing. Yet the challenge is so few people out there actually have strategies in place, Mike. That's the underlying root problem, if you ask me, to people being financially successful, is that they don't actually take the time to put a plan or have some strategies in place for themselves.
You're absolutely correct, right? Because if you look at what's been going on, this volatility, the volatility has been driven by a lot of big headline stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of them was interest rates,
right?
And I forget who was it. Was it Fed Chairman Powell came out and said, oh, we're going to need all these more hikes to the interest rates.
Right.
Right. And the market really got hit for it. And then he kind of walked it back and said, nah, not really. We're pretty close to where we need to be with these interest mm-hmm. rates. Right. Then it's the whole China thing going on, the China trade, the tariffs. And it was things were bad. There's more tariffs coming. Then it was, oh, they met and things are we got an extension. Things are looking good. Then there was somebody from China, a lady that was arrested up in Canada, right, for U.S. sanctions or whatever. That's a bad. So the market's really, really, you know, going crazy here with volatility. So at the end of the day, how do you, if you're the person watching all this, how do you sift through this and what do you do? Do you plan your life based upon those headlines or do you plan your life based upon your needs and concerns? And if you got that covered, the headlines are always just going to be a day event. Doug, a news cycle nowadays is like crazy. It's like crazy.
It's
a news cycle.
It's minutes.
What you think is death today is like a great story tomorrow. It's crazy.
You know, the you go back, and I wish I had done this before the show and went back and pulled up some newspapers from 12 months ago, you know, and looked at some headlines that were there that seemed like either overly catastrophic or overly opportunistic headlines that were completely have no relevance in today's world that, you know, seemed yeah. like at the time when they came out a mere 12 months ago that, you know, this was going to shake up things either positively or negatively. And now here you're totally forgetting about it.
Well, let's go back in time. Wasn't it years ago, Doug? We talked about it so much. Wasn't there a big market trouble, turbulence, market down? Was it Greece was collapsing or something?
Yep.
Right? And we went and looked, and Greece's economy is smaller than California or something. And
yeah.
I'm speaking from you know, years ago, so don't hold me to it. But and then, like, at the time, that was the most biggest issue out there was what's going to happen with Greece? And then it was like gone, and the market went on and did its things and went a heck of a lot higher and the whole thing. So it's not like we haven't been down this road before.
No, and it's just, you know, one of the things is in today's world, in the new world that we live in now here with the hyperspeed at which information travels, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, and the lack of responsibility in making sure that news is appropriate or accurate before it's disseminated,
yeah.
right? Because we get a lot of that going on now, too, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You, on both ways, right? You get overly positive news coming out and then say, oh, well, it's not really that good. Right. And then you get overly negative news and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, it really wasn't that bad, you know? So the speed at which it comes out is a lot different now. You know, if you remember back in the day, you know, you had to wait until the Sunday Star Ledger came out for you to read the business section to get a recap of what happened, you know, during the week in the business world.
Mm.
And now anything that would be written in that business section would be, you know, old news if it happened on Tuesday.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, that's how it works.
And so what we need to, Mike, we need to, you know, educate and motivate so our friends who are listening to the show now don't procrastinate with their money. And we need to urge them to be level-headed, yet also take the necessary steps to have strategies and plans in place for themselves to work towards their goals and work towards their objectives. And, you know, the other thing that people have to keep a close eye on, and we've been talking about this, is that there's many people listening to the show whose portfolios today carry a heck of a lot more risk in them than they did 5 years ago because the markets have done so well over that period of time that they probably have more equity exposure than they realize. So when you do come into troubling times in the market, you could lose value at a rate quicker than you're comfortable with.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, I'll just say it like this. I think if you addressed your needs and you have a plan in place and you did the right things and all that, great. You know, you're ahead of the game here. And I think if you're somebody out there that has not addressed their needs
right.
and just kind of haphazardly in this type of environment, you certainly need to address your needs.
Yeah.
And there's no other way to say it. So I guess if you did it and you have your needs addressed and everything matches up with everything it should be, you did the right thing. You're okay. You know what I'm saying? But if you're not, you got to do it. You got a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Mike, and it's important for people to know that when it comes to retirement, let's just talk about retirement for a second here, is that retirement for you shouldn't be you sitting and worrying about what the market's doing. Retirement for you right. should be enjoying the things that you want to, you know, do in life. And retirement is a lot about a lot more than just money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So what I think we ought to do is we should spend some time during the next segment, you know, talking about that and, sure. And allowing people to have the opportunity to access some of the resources that we have available in order to, you know, help them along in that path.
Sounds good.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institutional investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us today. We love it when you do, and we love doing the show. And coming out here and talking to you and, you know, trying to get you going in the right direction, educated, motivated, teach you a little bit, see if we can get you taking charge of your financial life out there. And, Mike, you know, a little bit last week we talked about, for a brief period of time, about reverse engineering your financial life and your retirement plans and that kind of stuff. And reverse engineering is a cool thing in a lot of ways because – what you do is you look at what you want the end product to be, and then you come backwards and design to it. And when we reverse engineer our clients for their retirements, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is talking to them about the non-financial part of their retirement. In other words, what their lifestyle is, what it's going to look like, what they want to do, because those things are really, really important. Now, would you agree with me that it is more common than it is
it is more common that people do not think about all of these things than common that they do?
Sure. And I think part of the problem is people don't think and plan it out, with all due respect. And I think they kind of react, you know, and they kind of deal with it and kind of will cross that bridge as it comes mentality sets in. And that definitely makes it more difficult.
It really does make it, a lot more difficult on them.
Sure, that's
okay. Not more difficult necessarily on us, because you know they can come in. People can come in and say to us, "Hey, look, you know, I really would like to have $60,000 or $75,000 a year of income for retirement, and you know, we can work on the figures and the numbers and that kind of stuff, and make it a very non-personal or very just academic way of approaching planning for their retirement, in that we're just working on helping them hit that stated objective. But what we would like to do, and what we do enjoy doing, is trying to get people to think about what they're going to do in retirement, because I will say our experience has shown us over the decades of helping, you know, hundreds of clients out there, that there are people who, when they retire and they haven't thought about what we're going to talk about today, are lost. They're just lost. They don't know what to do with themselves.
That does happen, right? I mean, it's a tremendous life change, and you can get lost along the way, and it's not what you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, Mike, I think that people think to themselves, oh, yeah, it's going to be great. I don't have to go to work anymore. But you've just gone to work every single day for the last 40 years or however many years, and now you're not going to go to work anymore. And it's not like you're going on a one-week vacation down to the beach or something of that nature, and then when that's over, you're going back to work. Yeah, go for your one-week vacation, but then you're going home, and now what? So what we've done, folks, is we've gone out and we've done some research, and we've found a piece to help you to make your retirement everything that you want it to be on the non-financial end of it.
Yes, we did. And Doug, let's dive into that and let's talk about that now. Kind of retirement with a purpose.
Right. And this is a piece that we have here that we're going to walk through a little bit here today. Offer it out to you. You call in. We'll send this out to you. You can work through it on your own. And it is called Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Creating the Life That You Want. Because we think that this is really a very, very important thing. And when you go through this workbook, right? Let's call it a workbook, Mike. Would you call it a workbook?
Yeah.
Well, it is a workbook. You got to go through it.
But it sounds like work.
No, it's not. You got to do something. You know what I'm saying? This is not. Let's put it this way.
Guide is a lot more friendlier.
All right. It's a guide. But it's not. And it's not laborious.
Let's not portray. You know, usually workbook, it's, you know, the teacher told you.
You hear the word work. Anytime you hear the word work, you run away.
Remember when the teacher would tell you, take your workbook out of your desk?
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. So anyway, so we go through this guide. And and it really is things that, for a lot of people, Mike, I'm going to say, it's not like earth-shattering stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to have this great epiphany about anything when they go through this. But it's going to make you think about the things that you ought to think about.
In a lot of ways, it's things that you do, but it makes you think about it, which I think makes it very interesting.
You know, one of the things that's very important, Mike, is that I think the first page in here, right? And it has you do a little thing right here where it's got a diagram in here, and it makes you fill out, you know, the circles of the names of a few people other than your family you interact with at least a couple of times a week, because this group of people here are, you know, who's important to you in your life, and are they at work? Are they no longer going to be part of your life? So that's going to disappear. So it really is a very good little thing to work through here.
Yes, and what it reminds me of, Doug, is it's a little bit of asking you, like, the friends, okay? And that's where I'm kind of thinking about and coming from. And, you know, I've had conversations with numerous clients about retirement and, you know, staying up here, or would you ever relocate, or do you want to relocate someday? And one of the things they'll say is, nah, because all our friends are around here.
Right.
And that's what this page kind of says to me.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a good thing. And then it has you right on here. Now cross out the names connected to your work or your career, right? Because you're not going to see them as often anymore, more than likely. So then you go on in this book, if you will, and it says that where are you going to live? Helps you look for the characteristics of where you're going to live. Now, I will openly say there are people who do move out of the area, but the majority of our clients, our experience is that people stay in this area.
Sure.
Right? They may move to maybe a different area of the state, maybe downsize the size of their home or something of that nature, but for the most part, stay in the area.
Because of, let's say, the Jersey Shore, right? We do have a lot of people that just relocate right in New Jersey.
Right. Yep. So this next section here is really good, and it goes through, there's a list of probably, I'm not going to count them all, but I'd say probably 25 or 30 different things that are on here that say, you know, what are important to you, and they ask you to try to identify the five most important things. You know, I've given this out to couples before, and I've gotten very positive feedback from them about, you know, they kind of laugh like, they may not have the same five different things. So if you don't, let's just say you and Lisa did this, right? And Lisa had five things and you had five things and two overlapped. Well, neither one of you wants to be unhappy in your retirement life. So you're going to have to find, if two overlapped, you're going to have to find eight, right? Eight, you know, different things, which is fine.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I'm going to say, my personal experiences is tells me one of the biggest ones, I think, is grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just if you said over the years surveying, what do people say? It's the grandchildren.
Right. Now, folks, we want to give this piece out to you. Our compliments, no, you know, cost or obligation for this. And you can call at any time to get this piece. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. It's our piece that we have to send out to you called Retire on Purpose: Beyond Financial Planning, Creating the Life You Want. Now, we know that out there in the literature world, there's a bazillion different pieces to help you figure out how much money to have for retirement. But I've found very, very few pieces like this one, Mike, to help you craft the life that you want to have in retirement.
Yeah, it takes a different approach to it, you know, and all too often, Doug, and it's important when people make a decision to retire, it's all about money, financially, right? Can mm-hmm. I, how much, where's the money coming from? Can I leave my job? Can I afford to leave my job? It's the number one question. But this takes the social, the personal aspect of it, the family aspect, all that, and kind of puts it together and says, okay, what's your purpose?
Yeah. You know, Mike, we've said many times that people want to have lifestyle sustaining income for their retirement years. And that's great, but we want to make sure that you also have an idea of what your lifestyle is going to look like. You know, I did a review. I was going to talk about this in the next segment. I'll just talk about it real quickly here. I did a review with a client last week who I actually gave this book to, but she didn't do it. And she came in and she's like, oh, I'm just like so bored, you know. And I said to her, you know, you ought to. What are you doing? I mean, you got to find something to do with your time. Did you ever do that book I gave you? You know, I said to her, and she goes, no, I just never got around to it. I'm like, why don't you go home and take some time and do it, go through it, and then, you know, find some stuff to do with yourself? Because she really is bored now staying home. You got enough money coming through the door, just bored stiff.
Yeah, you know, Doug, in a way, though, that kind of makes sense, because being bored, you know, in retirement, so many people we know work because of the activity, because enjoy the work aspect and the socializing and seeing the buddies and going to grab some lunch together. And, you know, and it says it gives me something to do. What am I going to do if I sit home all day? How many times have we heard that expression?
Well, one of the great things about this piece, Mike, is that it gives you ideas, too, of things, right? Because it makes suggestions of, you know, are you interested in, let's see here, let me go right here, right? Are you interested in creating things, making things, you know, managing things, organizing things? It can help guide you in the direction of things. Are you interested in helping veterans out? Are you interested in the climate? You know, these kinds of things, it just gives you ideas in the book to think about, because some people also tell us, I don't know, you know, I don't know what I would do. And this can give you some ideas to help you walk through it.
Yeah, it sure can.
So, folks, if you'd like to have, we want to send, we have these, and we want to send these out to you guys. We always get a decent number of people to call each week to let us send literature out to them, and during the week, and you can call any time to get this complimentary, you know, stuff that we have to give out to you guys. But this piece is really, this is a fun piece. It really is a fun piece. So I want to encourage you to request this piece and let us send it out to you. The number to get it is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's to get your complimentary copy of this, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Create the Life You Want. It has nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money. I want to emphasize that to you. So don't say, oh, I don't understand the financial world, so I'm not going to call and get that. This has nothing to do with money. So we want to see if we can't get a whole bunch of these, you know, out to people and get them in your hands, because we want everybody to enjoy their retirement. You know, listen, Mike, isn't it true that we have clients who have done not necessarily this formalized of our guide here, but knew going into retirement what they wanted to do, and they are happy as heck.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
They got a purpose. Are they volunteering? Are they, you know, are they, I got one client, retired guy who now he volunteers handyman services. And, you know, for senior citizens who need help, you know, he's like, I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, what were you doing? He's like, oh, I was putting a couple new railings in a lady's house. And I said to him, I go, what do you get paid for that? He goes, I'll charge him. She needs two railings. What am I going to do all day? May as well go over there and put railings in, you know, for the woman. She paid for the railings. That's it. He's a special guy.
Yeah, very nice.
You know? So, folks, again, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning. If you'd like this piece at any time, it's, you know, no cost or obligation to you. We're happy to send it to you. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722, and leave us your name and your telephone number and your address. We'll get one of these right out to you. We're going to hop to our next break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group.
Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're enjoying the show here this week, and that you know, we're here to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate is really at the end of the day why we, you know, we come out here and we do the show and we try to give you knowledge and information and get you going in the right direction. And, you know, we hope we're doing a good job with that. And then when we get to this segment of the show, what Mike and I like to do is we like to tell you some things that we have recently been speaking to other clients or people about. So because we found that over the years, there's a misconception about what it is that we do. And a lot of people think, oh, financial advisor is strictly investments. Now, investments is often part of the overall strategy that we do for people, but it's money. And that's what we like to talk to people about is money and good, strong, solid, reason-based financial decisions for people to make. And so what we like to do is let you know what other people have been, you know, talking or thinking about. So maybe it'll spur something in your mind and get you you know, motivated so you don't procrastinate. So, Mike, you got something you want to kick off with?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, Doug, I guess it's kind of, you know, tis the season, if you will. We're getting down toward the end of the year. Something that's come across my deck, my desk, captain would be a deck,
right.
But is inherited IRAs required minimum distributions.
Okay.
And Doug, this week, I kid you not, I had one day that I had three different cases, all completely different on inherited IRAs and the required minimum distributions.
Tis the season.
Yeah. Why does it need to be done before December 31st?
Right.
So first one was had a client that the person passed away and, you know, we had transferred the IRAs into inherited IRAs and you're required to do a required minimum distribution. Now, the person that passed away did not take her required minimum distribution this year. So we had to get in, we had to get the required minimum distribution done for the inherited IRA. Pretty straightforward. I'm going to say the person that I'm working with, they don't understand, like, who decides this?
Right.
And what's this calculation? You know, what's confusing to the client is kind of a little bit funny to us. You know, I'm not saying funny, but you get what I'm saying. It's like, it's just a great question. Like, well, is this going to be every year? Is it the same amount? You know, so where does it come from? So we went through all those questions and brought the client up to speed. Then I had another client, well, potential client, a referral, was called me, and she wanted to talk about her mom had just passed, and the person that handled her affairs is saying, you need to hurry up and set up this account and take a required minimum distribution.
So the mom hadn't taken her distribution
right,
this year.
Right. And this person was a little overwhelmed saying that, hey, I don't, you know, is this true? Like, I'm going to bounce a bunch of, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. I need your help, and I'm going to end up inevitably working with you, but can you help me through this? And it was, you know, do I need to open this account? And they're saying I'm going to get this amount of money. Does this all make sense to you? And, you know, so we had to walk through that process of the why you need to get this done before year end and the why you need to get the money out before year end.
You know what's really unfortunate and fortunate about that telephone call, Mike?
Yeah.
Is that the unfortunate part about it is that that person had to make that telephone call to you. And the reason I say that is unfortunate is because apparently the person that the mother was working with and the person that she's working with now didn't take the time to properly explain what was going on to that person and the rules, right? So luckily, she had an avenue. You know, the fortunate part is she had an avenue where somebody referred you and knew that you would take the time to explain and educate, right, as to what has to happen now and, you know, how we can take care of it.
Right. And the other questions kind of broke off into not just about the rules of the inherited IRA and the requirement of distribution, but then it was, what about the stuff my mom owned? What has to do, you know, those investments, those whatever, you know, and what do they have to be liquidated? Or are they all sold? How does this all play out? What's going to happen with the transfer of these assets between, you know, me and my siblings and all that? So I spent, you know, I'm going to say at least a good half hour on the phone, breaking it down, telling them, well, here's your next step, here's what you need to do. And of course, I ended it with, as you're going to do this, call me. I can walk you through, you know, the whole process. If you know, because Doug, when it's something that's kind of foreign to a client and they never really heard it before, they don't really get it. Although you're on the phone and it makes sense to you now when you're explaining to them, we know our experiences tell us, 2 weeks from now, they're going to say, what, huh? Do I really need to do that? And they kind of need to get refreshed and walk through it.
You know, Mike, that's a very good point that you made right there. And I just want to take a couple of minutes to talk a little bit further about the inheritance part. And this doesn't really relate to somebody who I've spoken to over the last, you know, week or two or so. But I think it's an important thing for us to take a couple of minutes and talk to the people about right now. And that's one of the hardest things for people to do when they inherit assets is determine what to do with those assets, because an asset that was appropriate for, you know, an 80-year-old person might not be, you know, the best asset for a 50-year-old person who's inheriting that to maintain it. Yet the emotional part of it, of getting rid of that asset for a lot of people, is a very difficult thing to do, and we understand it. You know, but, you know, to the same degree, it's that person, you know, may have a very conservative asset there because they were in a different phase of their life, that the person who inherited it, it might not still be the appropriate asset for their lifestyle and their personal situation.
Sure. Sure. You're absolutely right, Doug. And that happens all the time. And then another inherited IRA case,
hot on inherited IRAs.
Well, again, between getting them done and the person calling, we had another client. There was an existing client of ours, and the mom had passed away, and we had moved the money to the inherited IRAs, and we had said to them, hey, we're going to get this done in December. Every year you'll get your required minimum distribution going forward. We'll get you set up, the whole deal. And, you know, of course, called, questions, don't understand it type of thing, walk me through it.
That's what they got us for.
So what I'm here to say is that because it is required minimum distribution, everybody trying to get them done on regular IRAs, even before the December 31st, the inherited IRA kind of puts a twist into it, because people never took a required minimum distribution. Sometimes they're 50 years old. Sometimes they're 48 years old, and they're saying, wait, I don't get this. Why do I have to take money out of this account now? And who does the calculation? And where does it come from? And what happens with the assets in the account? It really causes quite a stir. And lo and behold, this week I got hit with a couple of things.
Yeah, it's you know, interesting stuff. And you know, Mike, I've recently, as you could imagine, had a couple of telephone conversations with people about the things that have been happening in the investment arena now.
Yeah,
you know, people just want to, you know, call in and have a conversation, and the conversation always leads back to, you know, I give them our opinion and, you know, let them know, you know, what we think relative to their situation. You see, this is where, you know, we spoke about it at the beginning of the show here, is that relative to your situation, what is going on here, you know, in the markets, and relative to how your money and your strategy and your plan is, you know, what does it mean to you? And that's what's, I think people value that very much in our relationships with them, is because while every day they hear on the news what's been going on, good, bad, or indifferent, they don't necessarily know what that means to them. And by having the opportunity to pick up the telephone and have a conversation with, you know, you or I, and, you know, understand, all right, listen, the market's gone down a little bit here. What is it? What is the impact to me overall? I understand that, you know, the Chinese economy may be struggling a little bit. How does that impact me overall? And then, you know, we bring it back in a line and we say, and we review their situation. And I think that that is a very, very important thing that people need to understand that they get when they work with us.
Yeah, you know, and Doug, that's a great point that you're saying, too. And we've done many segments on the show about macroeconomy down to the microeconomy, which boils down to your kitchen table, as we like to say. And, yeah, it starts with, right now, the macro, China or this or with tariffs or whatever. And, and most people don't even understand that, right? What's going on or how does it trickle down? But at the end of the day, you know, we got to get you a little selfish here and care about yourself. And what does it mean to you? What does it mean to your plan? And what does it change? You know, what does the volatility in the market mean? Does it, you know, what does it change? Does it rechange? Does it change your retirement income stream that you have set up? Does it affect you at all? Is it, you know, so you have to go through these, through the process and just kind of, because I think sometimes people get caught up in the big picture. They get caught up in the news headlines. They get caught up with what the person next to them is telling them about their financial situation that does not apply to them. How many phone calls, Doug, through our careers have we had people call up with a concern about that was somebody else's concern that they portrayed onto themselves?
Oh, yeah.
And said, this doesn't affect you.
Right. Right. You know, absolutely. You know, there's, you know, the telephone calls to, like you said, Mike, where people just, you know, how is it going to impact me? Is it going to impact me? And yes, no. And for the most part, I would say that it could have some degree of impact on, you know, on most people out there in some way or another. But, you know, just being refreshed of what your strategy is, what your plan is, why it's your plan, and, you know, is it still appropriate? Is very, I think, I don't know what to, the word to say here is, you know, very satisfying, I think, to a lot of people to know that they can turn and do that. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who don't have that element in their life because they've, you know, not they've decided not to work with an advisor or, you know, for whatever reason. And, you know, it really, really is, you know, something that's important.
Absolutely. You know, Doug, you know, for those people that are out there, you should not try to go it alone, in my opinion.
Yeah. Okay? I agree.
And you need to do something for yourself. You deserve it. Okay.
Yeah.
And because, and let's face it, if you're that, and you're also that concerned and you're that worried, or these, this is kicking up issues for you, well, why haven't you addressed it? Or why haven't you sat down with somebody like you or I and said, hey, is there a better way here to do this?
Yeah. And you know, Mike, it's a lot of it has to do with your attitude. And, you know, your mood and the way that, you know, you feel about things. And, you know, I was watching, as I'm sure many, many people out there did this week, a lot of stuff about President Bush, who passed away.
Sure.
And, you know, one of my takeaways from it was what an optimistic human being he was.
Yeah.
You know, and he was very realistic as well. You know, you're always going to face challenges. But, you know, overall, there's good reason to be optimistic and you know, a lot of takeaways. And, you know, when you get removed away from, you know, how long ago he was actually president, you kind of start to forget, you know, about some of the stuff. So it's good to get a refresher. And I just took that away from, you know, watching these things about, you know, we've gotten away from being optimistic about a lot of things. And we've spoken about on the show many times too, Mike, how people aren't as ambitious anymore as they used to be anymore, right? Ambition is a word that is at a historically low usage now when you do a Google word search on it. And optimism and ambition, you can still have those things.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. It's to say that society has changed. And it certainly has changed back to when President Bush was in office, right? I mean, we've gone through so much change, but it is true. Everything you're saying is you're hitting, you know, the nail right on the head here. Yeah, I mean, ambition, optimism, yeah, those are good words.
Yeah, and they're available to, you know, to everybody out there. It's just you got to make up your mind to be that way.
Yeah,
You know, that's all at the end of the day. Anything else you want to add in this segment, Michael?
I think that's about it, Doug, at this time.
Let's wrap this up, and we will be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're really enjoying the show this week. And I hope you guys, you know that we really do try hard to bring you and talk to you about stuff that you want to hear us talk about. I want to encourage you to always feel free to reach out to us and let us know if there's a topic you would like for us to talk about. And it's real easy. You can go to our website, wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. You can click the contact us link and drop an email and say, hey guys, could you talk about this on the show, or could you talk about that on the show? And we're always very, very happy to hear from you and to get the topics that you'd like to have us talk about.
Sure, absolutely, Doug. Or if you just want to even talk not through the show and you want to just call up with a question, talk to us or whatever, feel free. I mean, that's what we're here for. That's what we encourage you to do.
You know, Mike, what else is that I want to let people know is we used to do this back in the day. We haven't done it in a long time. We haven't spoken to people about it. But if you have a charitable or a community event coming up that you'd like for us to mention on the show, you can feel free to reach out to us for that as well. We're, very happy to, help you in your charitable or community endeavors out there. And, we'll be happy to talk about it on the show here and let more people know about it. Remember we used to do that?
Yeah, sure. That's a great point. So.
Yep. So let's get back to doing that again. So, Mike, today we spoke about the markets and the volatility that we're in right now. But the reality of the situation is the market's only down a little bit for the year. And then we spoke about, making sure that you're planning for a real retirement. And what I mean by a real retirement is the life that you want to live during retirement.
That's what's really important, right, Doug, is living that life and being happy. And here's the key, not only doing that, but not worrying about it, that it's in financial jeopardy somehow or some way.
Right.
That's a good retirement in my eyes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then we spoke for a little bit about things that we've recently been talking to people about, and we mentioned inherited IRAs and what to do with inherited assets and the importance to make sure that you have strategies and to be optimistic and ambitious out there. And one of the things I want to remind people out there is that you are always welcome to have a complimentary consultation with us with no cost or obligation, no strings attached, whatsoever. We offer that out to the listeners of the radio show. And, we want to make sure that you understand that you're able to do that. And if you'd like to, you pick the phone up, you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. As well as if you've heard us speak about different topics, and you'd like information, if we've offered pieces out to you and you forgot the call or you didn't have a chance, just call and leave a message on that number and say, hey, guys, could you send me out the piece about that or the piece about this? And, you know, we'd be happy to send it out to you.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, we'll address those things. And, you know, Doug, we're in the middle of the holiday season. I just want to say this. And you mentioned a word about being optimistic and, you know, ambitious. And almost said everybody, my advice is enjoy the season, enjoy the families. It's great. It's a great time of the year. Let's get all that done. But let's get, when January 1st rolls around, let's use those words, optimistic, ambitious, and let's try to make 2019 a great year.
Yeah. No, it sounds like a good plan to me. Anything you want to add this week, Michael?
I'm good, Doug. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. You know, I just want to remind everybody to, we're here to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate. And, you know, we, like Mike said, we are into the holiday season, but don't let that be an excuse for you not to, you know, sit down and do something. In fact, we like to encourage people to do something now so that when January 1 comes around, we're off into the races. We get 12 full months of working towards the objectives that you say. And, you know, if you put it off till January, all right, well, maybe next year we're only going to have 11 months, right, because it's going to take a few weeks to get everything going. So let's get a jump on it. Let's be ambitious and let's get out there and get to it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for this week. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.